How's it going, gentlemen? This is Scott McKay coming at you again with another audio program. Today we're going to talk about text messaging. And by now you know how I feel about text messaging. Texting is for flirting. Texting is for disseminating quick and dirty information. It is not for having a long, lugubrious conversation. But man, when it's done right, it can be an uber powerful way to get you in the hearts and minds of great women. Now, today though, I'm going to turn the tables on some of the discussions we've had in the past. You've heard me talk to some guys who are experts on texting and sexting and what to do and what not to do. I've got a gem of a conversation for you today because I've got a gem of a woman to have the conversation with. That's right. I said woman. Her name is Deborah Goldstein, and her and another gal, a friend of hers named Olivia Banishevitz, have come up with a book called Flirt Texting. They also have a website called Flirt Texting. The book's title is Flirt Texting, How to Text Your Way to His Heart. It's a book for women on how to text guys. Now, I had to be all over this, right? Because what we're going to find out today are some secrets to how women tend to flirt with guys over text. You're never going to be at a loss again after we talk to Deborah about, you know, is this woman kind of flirting with me? Did she mean what she just said or what? And we're also going to talk about some of the mistakes that people make when they text and how to avoid them. So without anything further, Deborah, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you're here today. And you and your buddy Olivia have written this book, and it's mostly for women on how to get better at texting guys, right?
It is. It's kind of like the game for women. Olivia and I both read the game to sort of get the inside scoop on what guys are being told, and that's exactly why we wrote Flirt Texting. And a lot of the guys who have read our book have said that it reminds them of the book The Game. They like having the inside scoop on what we're telling girls.
So you're basically teaching women how to be pickup artists and kind of trick guys, or what are you doing?
You know what happened is that when Olivia and I are both in our mid-20s, so we started dating before text. So we were dating in the era when guys would call us. And then when we both moved to the city about 5 years ago, to New York City, we noticed this trend of guys getting our number and texting us. And because we're old-fashioned, at first we weren't having it. We said, you know, if you're going to text us, then we're not going to go out with you. And then what we noticed is that they weren't stopping. And so we said, well, if they're not going to stop, then let's figure out a way to make texting work for our benefit. So over time, we discovered this faultless formula to creating what we want over text. We would only create a text message to get what we want. We never sent a text that said hi and nothing else. We never sent a text that said, what are you doing? Those are open-ended texts that don't get you anything or take you anywhere. So we started creating text messages sort of. We said, well, what do we want out of this? And then we would create the text message that way. And so we put it into a book, and it kept working. When we kept getting what we wanted out of a text, we said, wow, this works. We feel like we've taken the power back. And we said, why, everyone is having this conversation right now. Let's put down the rules in a book. And that's what we did.
So what do women want when they text a guy?
I think that they want attention. They want to be adored. They want you to like them. And I think that, you know, most of the guys that we talk to say that when they really like a girl, they call. And I think that that does still stand. You know, even though I'm a huge advocate of texting, I've noticed that all the guys that really want to pursue me, they all call. They also use texting, but they always call. So that's a really big sign for girls to know that the guys who really are interested in you will eventually always pick up the phone, and you'll never have to tell them to.
Very interesting, because a lot of guys out there are deathly afraid, even in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or even older, to pick up the phone and call women is what we hear. And that texting is kind of an easy way for them to break the ice and start a conversation with a woman without any risk of tripping all over your words when you get voicemail or whatever. You can kind of think through what you're saying. So it's kind of interesting to hear you say that, because I hear a lot of guys saying the opposite.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the number one thing we say is that your text is your second first impression. So you make an impression in person, and then you get her number. What do? You text her. And that text, very important, because she might have given her number out to one or two or three guys over the course of a couple weeks, and two of those guys, I guarantee you, are going to send her a text message that says, "Hey, Sarah, it was great meeting you last night. Would love to catch a drink sometime." And one person is going to say, "Hey, Sarah, those were pretty sweet moves you had on the dance floor. What do you say round two Thursday night?" And that Sarah is going to automatically know who that text message is from, and you're going to stand out from the rest.
So tell me, when a woman is texting a guy, you said something fascinating before. When I asked you what women want when they text a guy, you're saying, well, they want to be adored. They want to be liked. They want attention. Well, this is all assuming she's attracted for real to the guy she's texting. How can a guy decipher that that's what is the motive behind a particular text? Give me some examples of texts women send when they do like the guy and they do want his attention. They do want to be adored back by him.
That's a great question, and I have a lot of tears to it. One is, if you get a text from a girl and she responds back pretty quickly, she definitely likes you. But also, beware if she responds back too quickly. You don't want her to be desperate and just waiting around for your text. Another way that you can know that a girl likes you is if she's flirty with you. She uses words like stud and cutie. She asks you what you're doing randomly out of the blue. I mean, that's something that a guy would text a girl if he was thinking about her, and the same goes for a girl to a guy. I think those are all pretty good indicators that a girl's into you.
Okay, and then maybe if she wasn't into him, obviously she wouldn't text him back so quickly. She'd take her time, but what might she say? I mean, obviously, if she says, "Hey, look, stop bothering me. I mean it. You're starting to feel like a stalker," that would probably be a bad thing, right?
Something to look out for if a girl isn't into you over text is she could take up to 48 hours to respond back. She could bypass your question if you ask her out in the text. If she responds back with a general statement, she's probably not into you. If she responds back with, "Hey, pal, good to hear from you," she's probably not into you. There's a lot of things that should be red flags. If you ask her out and she writes you back, "I can't tonight, rain check," she's probably not into you.
So one of the things you're talking about there is, like, if she calls you buddy or pal or something like that, chances are you're being friended.
Exactly.
Fascinating. I just have one follow-up question, because I think this is going to be on every guy's mind. And if they don't hear me ask this question, they may come after me with torches and pitchforks. Once and for all, Deborah, why in the world is she even going to respond to our text if she's not into us? Why doesn't she just ignore it and hope we get the message? Why is she still talking to us?
It's the same reason a guy says, "I'll call you tomorrow," and doesn't. She's just trying to be nice and avoid confrontation and hurting your feelings.
Right, but she hopes you get the message.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's turn our attention now. That was fascinating. Let's turn our attention now to some of the mistakes people make logistically when they text. I mean, I think we've all texted the wrong person, or we've texted several people at once thinking they'll never notice, but then it says, you know, at the top, CC'd everybody, and it's just really humiliating. How can we avoid humiliating, embarrassing things happening to us because we were just careless texting? What are some of your tricks for that?
How can you avoid the missed text? It's a good question. We recommend creating a contact within your address book of your own name, and anytime you're creating an important text message, to draft it to yourself first. That way you can proofread it, spell check it, do anything that you need to do without accidentally sending it. And if you do, trouble averted because you sent it to yourself.
Ah, so like the epic fail text of, like, you know, you sent it halfway through won't ever happen that way. That's brilliant.
That's exactly right.
What else you got?
We also, and this is a good one, we also recommend a porting sponsor. So if you know you might be out drinking later that night, which sometimes makes you want to text message somebody who you shouldn't, if you have a sponsor, if you tell your best friend that you're going to be out drinking, and if you get the urge to text your crush, you're going to text your friend instead, problem averted. So you'll always send a text message to your friend first, who will then talk you off the ledge and say, "Don't do this, you're crazy. You're going to regret it."
That kind of involves a lot of acknowledgement that you're about to make a mistake and that you know yourself perhaps better than most people do. But I think that's an excellent, excellent strategy. The other thing also, I mean, let me run this one by you. Make sure you triple check who you're sending that text to beforehand and never just put the first name of someone as a contact. Because if you have like three Angelas and you call them like Angela number one, Angela number two, Angela number three, especially when you're a little tipsy, you can get that bass backwards. Always put the first and the last name in there. What do you think?
Oh, if you have somebody's first and last name, always use both. You know, when you're going out to send a text message to someone or you're thinking about someone, that's oftentimes when text messages get mixed up. So you want to send a text message to Bob about Jane, but instead you send a text message to Jane about Jane. So anytime you're sending a juicy text, always, always double check the two box before you press send. Otherwise, you'll have a monumental missed text situation.
I would also think, too, if you get distracted in the middle of typing out a text, then you better just go back and revisit that and make sure you knew who you were sending to and what you said already before you go ahead and just finish it and hit send. Because if you get a little bit distracted, there's no telling what's going through your mind afterwards.
Exactly right.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, we're running out of time, but if you want to find out more about what Deborah and Olivia have going on, and I know you've got to be fascinated, I've set up a special URL. It's www.deservewhatyouwant.com/flirttexting, FLIRTEXTING. There's just one T there. It's not two words. It's one word, flirt texting. And if you just want to go right to their website and bypass that, it is www.flirttexting.com. And if you want to find their book, you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just about anywhere books are sold. It's called Flirt Texting, How to Text Your Way to His Heart. Good stuff. Thanks, Deborah, for your time today. I think you gave these guys some great information.
Thanks for having me.
And this is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Till I talk at you guys again real soon, be good.